Don't adjust your radio. Yeah, this is Chum. And Bob Lane and Duff Roman are on the air live.
1050 Chum. Toronto.
I'm Bob Lane. He's
Duff
Roman.
Roman.
That's true. Yeah. Right but on. We haven't talked about the fact that Chum's 50th anniversary is winding down.
Right.
And that's rather historic. We've had a great, great year.
We have indeed. It was May 27th, 1957, that Alan Waters, the owner of Chum at that time, launched perhaps the biggest revolution in Canadian radio. He introduced what is called the Top 40 format, and that changed everything.
It did. It did. And it changed your life, and it changed my life.
Yep.
And so we're winding down the 50th. We've celebrated it for the entire year.
Duke Roberts was on. We had Scotty Carpenter, who's still doing a syndicated show with us every Sunday, every Saturday. And Keith Hampshire, who is
in Florida right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not stupid.
We had Chuck McCoy, the Chucker.
Yeah.
Jim Van Horn, one of my fave DJs.
And Bob, Sam, and Robbie.
Yep. I Bob, did help, Sam, yeah. and Robbie was cool. Yeah, thank you for that.
That's okay. It's a pleasure.
And so they live on in the 60 hours that we've salted away for future consideration.
Absolutely. And then, you know, when we're recording this stuff, and you get a copy and I get a copy, and then they erase the tape. Anyway, it's been a blast, and it still is. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, at which time they let Duff and I go and have dinner. It's 4:06 on 1050 Chum.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Seasons, I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus. This is the 41st annual Chum Christmas Wish. How's everyone in the studio doing today?
All right.
Is this any good or not? You know,
I mean,
oh, wait a minute. There's a dead ringer for Bob Lane up there.
He's the guy with
Kid, I'm going to make you a star. Right now, I'll let you take that seat right over there.
Go back to work?
Yes, you do. There's Bob Lane trying to sneak his way through the audience and out the door, probably up to seniors or someplace like that. Well, welcome back to your show, Bob.
Thank you very much. I was just over greeting some friends who have come to see what goes on.
Okay. Do not feed the animals.
Or the exhibits.
All right.
Yes. So I have no idea where we are.
Well, I think I can help out with this. This is 1050 Chum. This is the 41st annual Chum Christmas Wish.
I knew that.
And my psychic sixth sense tells me that Jingle Bell Rock is coming up.
By who?
Bobby Helms?
Chubby Checker.
I never knew Chubby Checker did this song.
You're never too old to learn, Bob.
Well, listen, I want to hear it right now.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle
jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell twist.
Jingle bells chime in jingle bells time.
Dancing and prancing in jingle bell square. In the frosty air. To go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, kick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingle and beat. That's the jingle bell rock. Ho, ho, yeah!
So good. That's Chubby Checker. I've never heard him sing that before.
I know. Yeah, I always keep thinking of his namesake and his inspiration, which was Fats Domino, Chubby Checker.
Yes.
So there you go.
Well, what can we do?
Did everybody know that, by the way? I guess so. I'm always the last to know.
Or tell everybody.
Well, that's all I'm saying is he was inspired by Fats Domino and
yes.
became Chubby Checker.
Well... Good.
All right. Okay. You don't find that interesting?
No.
Okay.
That's okay, though. It's 4:15 on 10:50, Chum. We want you to listen to something, and then the guy that we've got is on the phone, so hear this.
You keep beating on that thing, one of these days it's going to grow up and beat on you.
Oh.
Lemon pipers! Old sourpuss. 7:07, Chubbist restart time.
With a gorilla.
And the old man. Jackson Armstrong, right here on a Thursday night, baby. 17 degrees is what I'm coping with on the outside, and music's what I got on the inside, and plenty of it hanging.
Contrary to some, there's...
Well, the guy's name is Jack Armstrong.
Oh,
he's
listen,
on the phone.
I'm packing up my walker. I'm disconnecting my oxygen tank, and I'm heading out for the home. I'm going in the short bus, Bob. When I heard Jackson Armstrong's air check, I realized why I'm in the front office.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Welcome to 1050 Chum after low these many years.
Yoli!
Oh, that's all I've waited my entire life. I can die now.
Oh, man.
You know, it's let me correct you on Chubby Checker, okay? First of all, he was a chicken plucker, okay? That's an honest-to-guy's truth. He was a chicken plucker, and the guy he was working for took him down to Cameo Parkway one day and said, this guy can sing, because he was always singing while he was plucking chickens. So they decided they would record him, and Dick Clark's wife named him. They told her that his name was, I can't remember his real name, but I mean, it's something stupid. At any rate, she said, that'll never work. She said, why don't we do a parody on Fats Domino and call him Chubby Checker? So they said, fine, he's Chubby Checker. They recorded the twist, which was number one twice, folks. Twice it was number one. It's the only record in the history of the top 40 charts that came up and was number one twice. And, when they recorded it, they got it on the third take because he told him he had to go home and finish his homework. He was 18. So, I mean, you know, and he raced out of the studio, didn't even listen for the playback, and the next thing they knew, it was a number one record. So, I mean, you know, there's stories like that that just are never ending about the music that we all grew up with. I talking to somebody in a record company the other day, and I said, you guys are so deaf you couldn't hear a train wreck. I said, do you have any idea how many B-sides have become number one records? Records that you put on the backside of an A-side because you were sure it was junk? I said, then it became number one.
Jax, the Toronto radio misses you, buddy. Where are you?
I'm in High Point, North Carolina, festering. I'll be 62 December the 4th, and
well, I wish you hadn't said
I have my own recording studio, so I can do tracking, but I can't find anybody who wants me to track after KB. So I said, okay, fine, I'll just go ahead and semi-retire. So basically, that's what I'm doing. There is something in the future. Mike McVeigh of McVeigh Media and I are working on something that may evolve over the next 8 months or so. And when it does, if it does, then I'll be back in it in a big way. But it'll be from here. I'm not going anywhere.
And tell me, the one thing I've noticed off the top of you're not talking as fast as you used to.
Well, I can when I want to, but for the most part, I don't. You know, when I was doing KB, which folded up about 2 years ago, February 1, when I was doing KB, I had a lot of people call me up and say, you know, you've lost about half a step, but that's all? And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, I could always do that act or that presentation, but we reached a point where nobody wanted it. I mean, they all said, no, we don't want that. We want somebody who comes in and sounds authoritative and can read the card. Well, I can do that, too, so thank God I didn't just fade away, but at the same time, nobody seems to want personality.
I don't understand it. Everything old is new again, and Jackson, you sound so fresh and so hot. There is nobody in this town or any town I know of that is doing what you did so easily and so expertly back in the 60s. What were your years at Chum?
I was there from 69 into 68 into 69, the spring of 69. I left there, went home for a while, and then ended up back at WPOP in Hartford, and from there to Denver and Buffalo. And you don't want to know. Well, 25 radio stations.
Well, yeah, but you made such an impression. I didn't realize it was just such a short span of time.
Well, we talked about that when Dougie was down here interviewing me for the anniversary show, and I said, look, they say the same thing about Cleveland. It was only there 18 months, and I still have a fan club in Cleveland. I said, what it comes down to more than anything else is that there are some people who make a dramatic impression on you, and there are some people who can work in a market 25 or 30 years, and nobody really even knows who they are. So it's what makes an impression on the audience, and what I was doing was very impressionable, and when you think back, I'm like a GTO convertible. I mean, you go think back to the time you were growing up, you're like, oh, God, yeah, an Armstrong was on the radio, yelling and all that stuff. Yeah, well, that's impressionable enough to be part of your memory bank, and it ought to be viable enough to work today. But as I say, people are so short-sighted in our business right now that's not happening.
Well, I would listen to you. I'll tell you, do the your leader thing again for me.
Yeah.
Now, what you guys need to know is that when Jack came into the building, that's what he did. He opened the front door on Yonge Street, and that's what he yelled, and we heard that through the entire building. We knew when you came to work.
Hey, you got to answer me a question, Bob. You got to do it. You got to be honest now. Were you the guy that relieved yourself into Jay Nelson's humidifier?
Never.
I have to know this because it's very important to me. Now, and before you believe him saying no, folks, understand when we went to Mosport to do the Pro-Am with all those big drivers that A.J. Foyt was teamed with me, what a rush. Anyway, we had a Le Mans start to get into our little Renaults as we went around the track. So a Le Mans start is somebody shoots a gun or blows a whistle and you run from a given point to your car, open the car door, get in, start the car, and drive off. Well, so the start is very important. Bob managed to lock Larry Solway's car door on the driver's side and left the keys on the driver's seat. So if you think he wasn't involved in Jay Nelson's humidifier.
Great story. Somehow Bob hasn't gotten around to telling that story, Jackson.
No, I'd completely forgotten about that.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is that I led the pack in the amateur portion of that. I think we had to go around twice.
That's right.
And when I came around the first time after circumnavigating that track, Larry was just driving off. So I passed him halfway down the first curve. Goodbye, Larry.
And I can,
I came back up, by the way, A.J. Foyt, they knew A.J. Foyt was my partner. The other drivers were sitting on A.J. Foyt, so he couldn't get to the car. So then when all the rest of you caught up with me, they got off A.J. Foyt, and they all got in the cars at the same time and went off down around a corner we couldn't do one at a time, four abreast. Four cars together. They came back around after the first turn, and wheels were wobbling, fenders were gone.
That's right.
The cars looked like they had been in a demolition derby, and the guy who had given us the cars went, oh, my God. And they came back around. They were even worse shape. So they pulled them over behind the grandstands, and I happened to be standing there next to the guy, and a guy walked up, and he says, is that the car A.J. Foyt and Jack Armstrong was in? He says, yeah. He says, I'll give you whatever you want for it.
And
he said, I want $12,000. What if the guy said, fine, you take a check? And he wrote him a check right there.
Well, I'm glad we got you on today, Jackson. I don't know how why it didn't work out for you to come in on the actual 50th on the 26th of May. It would have been a blast to have you on for 3 hours again, as most of us did. I mean, it was just fantastic.
Well, I really wanted to be there. It's just that what we got going on is that this is a business, and I can't. I got to a point where I was doing all these reunions. I was at MJI in Cleveland. I was at HTT in Buffalo several times. And I was doing all these reunions, and I kept thinking, well, gee, man, it's that plane fare. They would all pick up the plane fare in the hotel. Plane fare in a hotel is not enough because somehow or another, every time I do one of these things, I lose $150. So I said, well, that's it. From here on in, it's a hotel, it's the plane fare, and $150. I'm not going to lose money for a promotion.
I forgot I was talking to a man who's visited at least 25 stations in his career. I'm sorry, Jackson.
But you know what? Let me tell you what. I want you to go downtown and where are you?
I'm in High Point, North Carolina.
In High Point, North Carolina. Go to the Holiday Inn. Stay there tonight and send the bill to CTV.
Hey, I'm not doing that. You know why I'm not doing that? You know why? Because you would be relieving yourself in Jay Nelson's humidifier. All right, second thing is I did a thing for XM like that. They wanted me to come up and be on Terry Young's show, and I said, fine, yeah, I'll do that. Then we want to talk to you about a permanent gig, this, that, and the other. We had a big meeting. I drove up. I rented a car, and then I submitted the bill, which they asked me to do, $688, and I have never seen a dime from them.
Well,
not a nickel.
They're making a profit now. Rebuild them.
No, Jack. I'm going to get a hitman for $1,000 and feel a lot better about it, actually, is what I'm
Well,
listen,
man.
It's been an absolute hoot to have you back on the radio on Chum. Thank you very much. Say this is your leader again, and then we're going to play a little air check of you.
Your leader! I'll give you my sign-off. Don't get none of those quite.
These be the foundations. This is the sound of a four on Toronto's only authentic music survey. Jackson Armstrong sounds. These be build me a buttercup sounds, baby. Most music on Chum 1050 Toronto. Get it on and wear it with pride.
Why do you
Are you still there?
I'm here.
I did that. I didn't realize that you were going to do some biz on the way out.
No, I was just going to give you the sign-off, which
Dougie
had me do the last time I was down here, so I keep it in the back of my mind. Don't get none on you. Do it twice. Very nice to be important, but more important to be very nice. And it all hang out, dragging the sand and make a deep breath. Remember, people in glass houses shouldn't. A bird in the hand makes it hard to blow your nose. One good turn takes most of the blanket. You can lead a horse to water, but don't push him in. Nothing smells any worse than a wet horse. Or you can lead a horse to water, push him in, teach you to backstroke, and then you really got something. What's the face in the morning, neck at night? Love is life. Life is love. Light your own candle. The world will be a much better place. And if you get to the end of your rope, tie a little knot, hang on and swing. Stay calm. Try to adjust. You can't live with them or without them. And hee-hoo-hoo-hee. Don't let your six-gun get rusty. It's been a business doing pleasure with you. It's been real. Y'all love you and good night.
Good night. God bless you, Jack.
Love you, Jack.
All the best. You take care.
All right, Bob and Duff. Thank you.
All right, my friend.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Here come the crystals on Chum. Dadu Ron Ron.
Made them on a Monday and my heart was filled. Dadu Ron Ron Ron, Dadu Ron Ron. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. Dadu Ron Ron Ron, Dadu Ron Ron. Yes, my heart stood still. Yes, his name was Bill. And when he walked me home, Dadu Ron Ron Ron, Dadu Ron Ron.
Crystal's Dat Do Run Run. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's like Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes.
Lama Ding Dong.
Well, that was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. CHUM 1050 Toronto.
Get the words right.